Brock's understanding of the offense where you want it to be right now?
Yes. Yeah, he's been in here every single day of the offseason program. He shows up early, stays late. He's been able to understand the operation of the offense. He's been able to function very, very well in the huddle at the line of scrimmage. Just like everybody else, nothing's perfect in practice. You're not game planning, you know, so he sees something new every day, you know, something new defensively. We put in new plays every day. So I think with all that's been thrown at him, he's made a lot of progress.
Brock Osweiler mastering the Texans offense, the Texans playbook. Going to be fun to see him at training camp. You know a guy who mastered Hollywood in the quarterback position?
Oh.
Well, none other than Texans assistant quarterback coach Pat O'Hara. You had a really fun interview with him.
Yeah, I did. And Pat O'Hara has been around Hollywood as a guy who's part of a company that stages football environments for movies that you've seen, like The Waterboy and The Longest Yard and those kinds of things. Now, he's all about football, though. Former Arena League player, former NFL player, Pat O'Hara.
We have a limited time with Pat, so I got to get right into this here. You have played for numerous Arena Football League teams, numerous NFL teams. You've been to 5 Arena Bowls, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is right.
And you've won 3 of them. And you were drafted, I'm not, you know, I guess I'm giving away your age because you were a 10th round draft choice, right?
Yes.
So it's been a while.
I'm old guy.
By the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's Mark Vandermeer asking that question, by the way.
Yeah.
Not either of us.
Yeah, but hey, it's an odd. You were in the league, and you're still in the league, so how about that? But it's been a long, diverse journey for you, Coach, including a lot of different work opportunities in motion pictures.
Yeah, it really became, you know, I was fortunate I was drafted. I never started a game in college, and I got drafted, so that's a whole nother story, but so I had a career, you know, short-lived, kind of in and out of the NFL for a few years, and then played in the Arena Football League just because I wanted to play. I was hurt most of my college career, and I ended up kind of starting in 1995 and then kind of went to sleep that night thinking I was going to play one summer, and it turned into a 20-year career. And during that time, kind of supplement my income as a head coach in the Arena Football League. And as a player, I started working in the movie business a little bit. We coordinated film and action for a lot of feature football movies.
You were in Any Given Sunday, okay? You played, what's the guy's name, Cherubini?
Tyler Cherubini.
All right, so he was the backup to Dennis Quaid's character, and you get hurt in the first scene, and then Willie Beeman comes in. So what was that whole experience like? Because you helped coach some of those players to look like football players, right?
Well, actually, you know, I was in that movie, and that was before I kind of started working with that company behind the camera. So, but that gave me a lot of insight because most of the movie I'm on the sideline next to Pacino because my character got hurt. So I got to kind of really watch for like 6 months of how the inner workings of how it's handled. And it's really not just rolling the ball out and say, guys, play football. There's a lot more coordination to it. Started realizing that amazing experience. And that translated into me being hired by the company to work behind the camera on The Longest Yard. And that's where I worked as a coordinator and really hired all those guys, drew up a playbook. Train those actors, find doubles for the actors. We found a field to practice on. We put on a training camp. So it was really kind of putting an all-star team together and then making it roll.
How hard was it to make Adam Sandler look like a quarterback?
You guys, everyone wants to know that. You know, Adam was one of the better athletes we ever worked with.
Really?
And until I retire from this whole deal, like, then I'll tell the real story. But about all these guys, but no, Adam, for real.
He's going to write a book.
Yeah, Adam was really actually talented. It wasn't a huge stretch, and he did a great job of doing that. He's a really good basketball player, by the way.
So that's him going one-on-one with Michael Irvin in The Longest. That's him, actually.
So kind of one of the
for the most part.
Well, yeah, one of the secrets, John, in that business is you want to tie the actor in to a shot where you really can believe, all right, that's the guy.
Right.
And so there's a shot with you see Adam's eyes, you see the ball released, you see the ball in the air, there's no cutaway, and it lands in Michael Irvin's hands
right
at the prison in the practice scene. Mm-hmm. That's Adam. And then some things, obviously, are double. Brian Mann, who's one of the ADs at Rice, was one of Sandler's doubles that used to play for the Los Angeles Avengers in the Arena Football League. So it's kind of I see him occasionally around town, too. Brian Mann did a great job.
So were you in the locker room when Al Pacino gives his famous speech, the 6 inches in front of you? Were you in the locker room for
how
that?
How long did that take?
Yeah, how long was that? Was that split up or was that all one thing where he just read off the top?
You know, the guy I work with, Mark Ellis, he wrote that. And to this day, we still kind of laugh like, wow, because we wrote it up for Oliver Stone said I'd eat some ideas. And Mark wrote it up and had a few drafts and read it over. And then Al obviously did it, and he did it pretty solid. I think it was only like three times. I mean, the guy's
really
amazing. Yeah, he had it just memorized, and the guy's a pro.
And that's like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, we did it. I think he did three takes because, you know, he wanted to get it done, and he's a pro, and he got it done.
Pat O'Hara, my former co-star in Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, you were in that movie for like, did you make the final cut as an extra?
I was technically an extra, but you never see me or hear me. So did it really happen?
I don't know. It's like tree falling in the woods.
I'm not making it up, I promise, but yeah.
You know what is going to happen? Dear Drew, and it's next.